Well, you're hearing artist David Leonard on Life 100.3 with his song Good Lord. But did you know you've heard him before? You just may not have realized it. So let's get to know David Leonard. Good morning, David.
Morning. How are you?
David's been quite a path for you. Now, you've got a song on Christian radio in Canada, but you probably have before. Where does this journey start for you, and how did we come to this point?
Man, when I was 2 years old. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, boy. You went way back.
I moved to town. I moved to Nashville in December of 2005. Had a band called Jackson Waters and did that for a little bit. And then I ended up playing keys for this little rock band out of South Carolina called Need to Breathe.
Oh, just that little band.
Yeah, they've blown up a little bit.
still hoping that they get their big break. It might pay off for them.
It might.
So I did that for a few years, and during that time, I started attending the church in Franklin, Tennessee, and fell in love with the community there. And I met a friend there named Leslie Jordan, and we started writing songs for our church there, and ended up starting a band called All Sons and Daughters. And we did that for almost 8 years and wrote songs for our little church, and never thought that anybody would sing those songs outside of our four walls.
Man, were you wrong?
We were wrong. So.
Well, we imagine that songwriters such as yourself lock themselves away and fast and pray, then write these amazing songs. How accurate is that?
I mean, there's some truth. The majority of the time it comes from crazy conversations that you wouldn't even believe, and random places that don't feel like you should be writing songs in them, but God tends to pour out things in wild places and use people who are fully incapable of doing the things that we do.
Absolutely.
And so I think I'm just thankful to still be here and still be doing this, and I'm thankful that the Lord continues to give me words to say.
Well, we love the song Good Lord. Tell us a little bit about how that one came to be and what it means for you.
Man, I mean, for me, it's like the constant reminder of like, hey, look back over your life and remember that God's been good to you through it. Like, it's so easy to get hung up in the stuff nowadays where you just constantly look into the future and constantly worrying. I live in it. I live in a state of fear and anxiety. And if I just take the time to stop, breathe, and look backwards, like I can see that God's hand's been through it all.
Yes.
And I have to believe that what God has started, he will continue. And though sometimes it's difficult stuff, it still doesn't mean that God isn't with us, God is for us, and God loves us. And those are the things I try to hold on to.
God is good all the time, and all the time, God is good.
All the time. That's right.
As the song's heading out on radio now, more people are hearing it. What are you hearing back from people about what that song has meant to them?
Man, I think the same. I think a lot of people just needed the permission to look backwards. Mm-hmm. I think we tell too many people to look forward and to look at that, look ahead for the future. And I think, man, if we remind ourselves to go, man, no, actually take time also to look backwards and see where you come from. Very rarely do we ever talk about the mountaintops as like being the place that like really form us. Mm-hmm. Like, right. Mountaintops are really the place where you get to the top of the mountain and then you're able to look back down and you're able to see where you just came from. That's what makes it powerful.
That's right. When you get to the new mountaintop, though, the new mountaintop is actually the valley to the next mountaintop.
That's right.
Right?
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That's the truth. That's been that in my life, for sure.
What's on your 2023 bingo card? What do you want to do in 2023?
Well, I tell you what, this is something that has been near and dear to my heart. But, you know, I run a recording studio also in Franklin. I produce records. I write for a lot of different artists, do a lot of all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I currently, about a year ago, bought a church in downtown Franklin.
What?
And we are redoing that into a studio. But it has been the slowest process ever.
Oh, wow.
And I think if I could fill my bingo card up, it would be getting that thing done.
Yes.
I think that would be a major thing.
His song is called Good Lord. It's David Leonard. Thanks for spending some time with us, David.
Thanks for having me.